So today, within the gospel, this is one of the nice opportunities that we have here, where the readings from the old mass and the readings from the new mass have perfect coincidence. It's the exact same. First reading, gospel, everything. And so that's one of those beautiful things. Often during the season of Lent, because this is the greatest, most ancient season that the church has, is often these things line up. It's also the Feast of St. Francis of Rome, and I won't say anything about her today, but she's a fascinating woman, and I preached far too long on her this morning, which is longer than my Sunday sermon, so won't give you that, but just something on what we can do, particularly with this reading. I want to point out a mistake that is in our translation. It's an important mistake here, speaking about Lazarus. Lazarus, it says here, that says the dogs even used to come and lick his sores. It's not a good translation, because the English here puts a word there that is nowhere in the old translation, in the true translation. That word even is not there. When you put that word even in there, you go, even the dogs would come and lick him, so that's a bad thing. That's not what is intended here. It just says, but the dogs would come and listen. So listen to what that sounds when you hear it as it was. And dying and lying at the door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. But the dogs used to come and lick his sores. What do you see the difference in there? That even changes everything. It's like adding an extra insult on top of the injury which he already suffered. But that word but, and the removal of even, says, while this rich man did nothing for him, and he would have gladly have eaten that, but the dogs, they came and licked his sores. The dogs here are not an insult to the injury which he already had, but rather they were the ministers who would do things that that rich man would not do for him. We know this from our own experience with animals. Even when we ourselves are not attended to by those human persons who we should be able to run for comfort, even among our friends, our family members as well, what does that dog always do? The dog always comes, comforts, nuzzles himself up next to us, and lavishes us with that licky tongue that he has. Whereas our other fellow humans oftentimes are not so loving, are not so sensitive to what is actually going on. What I would urge you to do within this apostolate which we have here is to be dogs. To be dogs in this ministry. And you must be dogged in your ministry as well, as in to not give up. But to be dogs in this way. That what the dogs do is they go and minister to Lazarus. Do you know what that word Lazarus means, that name? It literally means one in need of help. One in need of aid. So what are we doing here within this apostolate? We are seeking out Lazarus. Lazarus who is full of sores. You see the sores right there. Spiritually speaking, the sores, what they do, and our nurse over there would be able to tell you something to this effect, at least the doctors of the church say so. Now what sores do is they, sores on the surface, they reveal a disorder which is beneath. And they bring that disorder toward the surface so that it might be attended to. And so what these sores do, Lazarus had sores which showed on the surface. And it was only the dogs who paid attention to notice that there was something that could have been done for it and actually did it. And so it is for you and I within this apostolate to see those women and those men and those persons who come in who are Lazarus, persons who are in need of great help, and for us to recognize the sores that they have there that are showing that nobody else seems to recognize, that are bringing that distemper, that disorder that lies beneath the surface up to the fore, and us recognizing them to be like dogs who go there and to lick, to nourish, to heal those wounds with the tongue. Saliva, as has been known since the ancient days, has a curative property, which is why our Lord, when he worked miracles, he would use saliva in that very same way, saying, this is something which heals. Well, I'll show you the saliva of mine, which can do something beyond which is even possible, to be an even greater curative property, which is why from the rite of baptism, the priest also does the same. He will take a little bit of spittle from his mouth, and he will take it, and he will rub it upon the nostrils, the ear of that child, symbolically doing what our Lord does in that Ephrathah prayer, to be open to receiving the fullness of God's Spirit. You and I are called to do the same within this great apostolate here, for just as those souls who come there are like in this barren wasteland because they do not know God, and so they are far from him in that way, through this ministry of you seeking out those Lazarus and being the dogs, licking the sores generously, doggedly, day in and day out, they can indeed be transformed to come to know their true worth, to know their true dignity, and then to be able to rejoice as trees which are planted by the stream, by the wayside, whose branches give fruit in due season. This is our desire for each of ourselves, but as well, all the more necessary here within our apostolate. Let's pray God in this Mass that we may have the strength to do it and the courage to step forward doggedly each and every day. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.